This is Ozarks at Large. Saturday morning, runners, including members of the University of Arkansas ROTC programs, took off from the gates of the Fayetteville National Cemetery for a 5K race that would send the runners to Wilson Park and back. The 5th annual Veterans Memorial 5K race raised money and awareness to help purchase land to keep the National Cemetery open for burials. Wesley Stites is the race director for the 5K.
We're running a race today, but it's not the only race going on. We're in a race against development.
The Fayetteville National Cemetery was established in 1867 on donated private land. It is one of 136 national cemeteries, and in the past 146 years, land has been added to the cemetery's footprint to keep it an open, viable place for interment for veterans and spouses. But the available land for future expansion is becoming limited as South Fayetteville becomes more attractive to developers. But as Saturday proved, the cemetery isn't in imminent peril for running out of room.
And on behalf of the RNCIC, we're proud to present and donate this 2.3 acres of land located in Fayetteville, Arkansas, for the sole purpose of extending our Fayetteville National Cemetery.
Saturday, after the race, more than 2 acres of land adjacent to the current cemetery was ceremoniously transferred to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The land had been secured for donation by the Regional National Cemetery Improvement Corporation, or RNCIC. Wesley Stites, the director of Saturday's race, is also a member of the board of the RNCIC.
If you didn't see it on the way in, you can take a look at it on the way out, but there are for sale signs up there. Now, that's good if we could buy it, but right now we don't have the money to do that. There's another 2.3 acres of land that is for sale, and that land is zoned for apartments. There's another possibility of another apartment complex, which would completely landlock the cemetery and make it impossible for us to expand.
The cemetery already has apartment complexes bordering on the eastern and western sides, and a historic cemetery on the southern edge. Wesley Stites says he knows eventually room will expire.
But I, for one, would like to see that as late as possible. I do not want to speed up the day in which we can honor our country's war dead and those who've honorably served our nation in the armed services.
He says approximately 9,000 veterans and spouses are buried at the cemetery, including thousands from the Civil War, many of them unknown soldiers.
There are 7 dead from Iraq and Afghanistan. There is a gentleman who was killed on December 7th, 1941 at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, the start of World War II. There's another young man, who was killed in the U.S. Marine Corps in World War I on the last day of the battle at Belleau Woods, which is really, if you're a history buff, that's the battle that really marks the start of the modern Marine Corps. They're dead from the Persian Gulf War here. So, this is part of Fayetteville's history, it's part of our nation's history. I think it's extremely important that we keep it open.
The RNCIC has been working to expand the Fayetteville National Cemetery since 1984, and the most recent expansion, formally transferred last month but ceremoniously handed over Saturday, was one of the largest single donations since the cemetery was established just after the Civil War. The cemetery has more than doubled in size through land purchases made by the RNCIC, and the group says it plans on buying more land in the future through donations and other efforts like this weekend's 5K race.